and you want it really bad. Like, that's your favorite candy bar in the whole world. So you want that really bad, don't you? You're not paying attention to me. You're paying attention to that candy bar. Right now, you want that candy bar so bad. That candy bar is like God. Right now, you're idolizing that candy bar. You're materializing. You're being materialistic to that candy bar. Materialism is the attention to or emphasis on material objects. So when you're paying attention to that candy bar, not me, you're being very materialistic. Judas in John 12, 1 through 11, Judas was an apostle. He was very materialistic. He loved money. He deeply desired money. He was very covetous about money. Covetous is a strong desire for a material object or for anything. Now, and he performed miracles. He was a very holy apostle godly apostle to Jesus. And one day, Judas and Jesus went to Mary of Bethany. We all know this story. Jesus went, and Mary washed his feet with oil. She took a very costly perfume called spikenard that cost 300 denarii, which one denarii equaled about a day's pay. So she takes this costly perfume, and she washes it on Jesus' feet. And Judas scolds her and says, "Why did not you sell that for 300 denarii and give it to the poor?" Well, in John 12, verse 6, it says, "This he said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it." He was very desirable. He loved money so much that he would take from the poor for himself. Now, and as we all know, he sold Jesus for 30 shekels of silver, showing how much he desired money. Well, of course, we know that materialism and covetousness, we know what that is now. Now let's see a couple more Bible examples. One Bible example is Achan in Joshua 7, 19 through 26. In this story, Achan covets and takes from a forbidden treasure what God tells him not to take. He takes a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, and a gold wedge weighing 50 shekels. He coveted and took them there, and there they are hidden in the earth in the midst of his tent. Now, in the middle of this story, Achan confesses to Joshua, because of course God finds out. And not only does Achan's family get punished, but his family. Him and his family get stoned. You would think that the sinner would get stoned, but not his family. His whole family gets stoned. God is very serious about materialism. And with Lot, in Genesis 13:10, it says how Lot and Abraham were struggling with sharing land since they're very wealthy men. They had so many animals, and they were just so wealthy that they could not share the land. So Abraham comes up with an idea. He says, "Let's split up. You go to the left, I'll go to the right. You go to the right, I'll go to the left." Lot takes this idea, and he says, "Okay, let's do it." He looks over to the well-watered plains of Jordan, of course, before Sodom was destroyed, and sees the beauty and the fullness of the plains of Jordan. So he's thinking he's gonna get the better half of the deal, and he goes up and he takes the plains of Jordan. And as Abraham had promised, he goes to the right or the left or whatever way it was. And he pitches his tent by Sodom. And since Sodom is such an evil place, it just reels him in. He's Sodom is such a bad place that it just reels them in. My mom always tells me, before I go over to my friend's house, bad company corrupts good mind. And that is so true, because Lot just gets reeled in by Sodom, just reeled in. So God is getting pretty mad with Sodom. And so he comes, he takes two angels and tells them to go to Lot. And he tells Lot, he says, I'm going to destroy this city. You need to get out. And so Lot says, okay. And he goes running out with his family. Well, his wife has become so attached to this place, and the angels were very specific. They say, do not look back, or there will be a severe consequence. Well, Lot's wife probably has become so attached to this place that she has to look back to see what's happening. So she, of course, looks back and turns into a pillar of salt. Well, Lot escapes to the caves of Zoar, and since his family spirituality was just killed by this such unrighteous city, Sodom, that his wives come and just, they get him drunk and they have babies with him. That just goes to show you how bad the spiritual and physical consequences can be for materialism. And my third point is warnings and commands. What are the warnings and commands that God gives us for materialism? Well, in 1 John 2:15 through 16, it says you can't love God and things. In Matthew 6 through 24, it tells you how you can't, it's not worth gaining the whole world and losing your soul. And here's something very interesting. In Matthew 19 through 24, it says, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, I don't know about you guys, but there are so many rich and greedy people out there today. Think about the Coca-Cola companies, the Yoohoo, the Pepsi, all these big companies. And these salesmen, the CEOs or whoever, they have all this money. And it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than them to go to heaven. That's pretty sad. Now, in Luke 12:15, it says, beware of covetousness. It says, beware. Then, it says, don't lay up in an earthly treasure, but a heavenly spiritual treasure with God, in Luke 12:21. Now, the commands are just as serious as the warnings. As it says in Exodus 20:17, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor, nor thy neighbor's household, nor thy neighbor's male servant or female servant or oxen or cattle or anything of thy neighbor's. Now, God is very serious about covetousness. And in Romans 7:7, Paul says the same thing as Moses, you shall not covet. He says it very clear. He says, you shall not covet. Now, if that was important enough, in Romans 13-9, Paul says the same thing again, thou shalt not covet, in the same exact book, same exact, not verse, but same exact book. God is very serious about this. If he wants you to say it, if he says it more than three times. It also says in Ephesians 4:28, let he who steals stop and work with his hands what is good. So not only can he have for himself, but so he can share with others. In Ephesians 5:3, it says, let covetous not even be named among you. Not even be named among you. In Ephesians 5:5, it says, no covetous man can enter the kingdom of heaven. That's pretty serious. Materialism is so serious, so instead just be content. Well, what is content? Content is the acceptance of things, even if they are bad. So no matter how bad things are, you need to be content. You need to be happy with what you have. Poor people, they need to be content with what they got. If you're middle class, if you're high class, no matter what you got, you need to be content. You need to be happy. In Luke 3:14, John tells the soldiers, be content with your wages. Be happy with what you get. In the army, they don't get paid a lot. They don't get paid as much as a doctor, but they have to be content with their wages. You have to be happy with what you get. In 1 Timothy 6:8, it says, be content with your food and clothing. Paul is telling Timothy, he's writing a letter to him and saying, you have to be content with your food and your clothing. If you have rags on, you need to be content with what you're wearing. If you have a suit on, you need to be content. If you have only bread, then you need to be content. God will provide for you. Now, we all need to change. We all need to change. We need to become a giving, sharing, satisfied, hardworking, and honest working person. We need to start becoming, we need to put on the new clothes, put on the new man, put on a new mature man. We need to, in Hebrews 13:5, it says, do not be covetous, be content. And in Philippians 4:11, it says, be content in every state. We all need to change, become a giving, sharing, satisfied, hardworking, and honest working person. We all struggle with materialism every single day. And I encourage you guys to pray every single day about materialism. Just a simple little prayer. God, will you please help me to not be so greedy, to be content with whatever state I am in. Read Philippians 4:11. Put it above your bed, put it above your door, and just read it every night. Be content with every state that you are in. We need to, materialism and covetousness are serious, and the consequences can be deadly. So it's time to change. Put on the new clothes, put on the new man, and be content.